It didn't happen at the school. No, these were text messages that were sent from a student to other students referencing what could happen today. And so as a result of that, you know, and the juvenile was taken into custody and being held in detention. The threat was through text messages and stuff back and forth. The threat was sent out.